My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Once more, we stop the mighty roar of London's traffic, or come inside to escape it anyway, to bring you four interesting people who are in town tonight. John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. John, this very morning I received from a Scots listener a copy of the Glasgow Herald, which lists as one of the items in the proms Sir William Walton's march, Crime Imperial. Same composer, what is this? What is it?
The Viola Concerto, yes. Of William Walton.
Second. It was Nigel Kennedy playing it there.
Yes. He took two or three months off and learned a new instrument. Yes. Pretty good. Yeah. You know that viola players are currently, have been for several years now, the sort of the Irish or the Belgians or the Norwegians. You know, their neighbouring countries all make jokes about them. And the viola players are it at the moment. And one of the ones I like is about a violinist and a viola player are swimming. And the violinist suddenly says, oh, crikey, I'm out of my depth, I can't swim. So the viola player says, well, darling, fake it.
I think, is it based, John, on the fact that they're sort of grumbling away down there on a part people aren't hearing particularly well, and they can perhaps get away with a few things that violinists can't? Is it?
Well,
that?
I mean, what about double basses? What about the second bassoon? Yes, what about third? But I mean, the first joke about violas, I think, was made in about 1904 by Hans Richter, when he said, viola players are just horn players who have lost their teeth.
Eight on the Richter scale.
Anyway, we think they're wonderful viola players, so don't write to complain. Frank, can you identify this animal and give me just some idea of the instruments we hear?
The Pink Panther.
Pink Panther's the animal. How about the instrument?
Well, it's woodwind, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
I think it's the instrument that my wife should have played at school, but she was so bad that a nun played off stage and my wife mimed. It was a recorder.
She mimed on the recorder, did she? Yes. It's a quartet of recorders, the Amsterdam Lucky Stardust Quartet. Very unusual combination, actually. Nice, though. Ian, can you please put a nationality to this music? Nationality.
We were only saying recently that we had been doing this programme for a very long time and thinking back to when we began. And probably very boringly, I remember that in the very first programme you played me a bridge passage from Fingal's Cave, the Hebrides Overture of Mendelssohn. And here, all those years later, you give me another bit of Mendelssohn.
Ah, got it.
And also part of his being very impressed with my native land, the Scottish Symphony.
That's right, indeed, Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony.
Funny old world, isn't it?
And that was the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Sandy Gibson, Sir Alexander Gibson,
yes.
Who was recording it.
Scotch, didn't he? Not Scottish.
Yes, that's right, Scotch. Dennis, who is this, and who introduced the record to us all those years ago?
Hurry on down to my mouth, baby, it ain't nobody but me. I haul it down, drag it down, anywhere you get it down. I'm blue as I can be. Operator, give me Hillside, 049. Don't stop ringing until I get my baby sign. You got to haul it on down to my house quickly. There ain't nobody home but lonely me. There is nobody home but me.
Remember her?
Nellie Lutcher, yes.
Yes. Who introduced us all to
Nellie Lutchins?
Nellie Lutcher.
No,
not I associate it with that period when it was great fun. A program that used to start, whoa, it's Saturday.
Yes,
that was Jack Jackson's
it
program.
It was, round about 1947,
he was good,
I think.
Yeah.
She was one of a number of women, of black women pianist singers. Cleo Brown was another one, Hazel Scott, Rose Murphy, of course, the Chi-Chi-Girl. A miscellaneous question or two, or rather four. John, Leopold Godofsky, as you know, was a famous piano virtuoso, best known nowadays, I suppose, for his arrangement of the famous tango by Albini. John, who, or rather whom, did Godofsky's son marry?
Shall I carry?
I think you may not know. Leopold Godofsky's son married in the music business.
Ah, well, sort of. They didn't send me an invitation to the wedding.
No. You must sacrifice a mark, I think. I could give
I
you
think
a lovely,
I must, yes.
lovely clue.
Goishwin.
Yes. He married George and Ira Gershwin's sister. Well, he did. Now you know. And Godofsky Sr., of course, is mentioned in Danny Kaye's Tchaikovsky, that song with all those... When he rattles off all the names. Frank, see if you can get a mark. Anyway, three American popular song titles, Frank. What, please, have they in common? I've Got Rhythm, The Surrey with a Fringe on Top, and They'll Never Believe Me.
They're all American.
I did actually say that, yes.
This is Old Man River country, isn't it?
Say more. Tell me more.
Well, it's
Old Man River country.
Yes, it's
well
I
done.
Got Rhythm.
Yeah.
Because it's Old Man River.
Yes.
What was the other one?
I've got to get it wrong. The Surrey with a Fringe on Top.
Sorry, with the Fringe.
The Fringe on Top. And They'll Never Believe Me.
And when I tell them how wonderful you are... They didn't believe
that's
me.
It, exactly, yes. Yes, you're right. How true. The thing of beauty is a joy forever, is it not? Never mind. Ian, the word philharmonic, what do you think its origin might be?
Philharmonic. Greek, I would think.
Uh-huh. Meaning?
Harmonic.
Thank you.
Love of a harmonica.
Passionless attachment
love
to
of
a
harmony,
mouth, to a mouth organ.
Be,
well, fond of music, it. Yes, that's right. Dennis, who might be asked to perform Près de la Table?
A French person would
yes.
Près de la Table, and very near the table.
Yes,
well, that would be a ping pong player who happens to have a very good volley.
Oh yes,
yeah. He would go now. Or an after dinner speaker would perform.
Yes,
praise
the table.
At heart.
Yes,
somebody saying grace.
Yes,
John knows please, the answer. Just I
John's
think you're
doing the hornpipe.
You've got the mark, I think. Yes, a harpist might be asked to play près de la table, now, meaning near the sounding board.
Ah.
Yeah, I think you dropped a mark, didn't you? No, you dropped a mark there.
A devious question.
A quick dash now through eight recognisable tunes, or bits of them. You have to be a bit slippy to catch them as they go by, but then so do I. Four tunes for John and Frank to name, and another four for Ian and Dennis.
Thank you.
too. Right.
That was exceptionally... No joins were visible to the naked ear.
Well said. Thank you. What so the first one...
Knees Up Mother Brown.
Thank you, yes. And then came John.
Isn't that Kreutzer Sonata?
It's, yes, it's from Beethoven. The Kreutzer Sonata of Beethoven, Violin Sonata in A, Opus 47, yes.
Shining on Harvest Moon.
No, there's one before then.
I'd left the room briefly.
Please. Then, yes, then Shine on Harvest Moon, that's right. Over to the other side for...
Lily Marlene.
Yes, and then...
In the Bleak Midwinter.
Yeah, that's right, good. And then...
That's Pedro the Fisherman as he sails out of sight.
And finally...
That's the big belter from Phantom of the Opera.
The title being...
Music of the Night.
The Music of the Night.
I discovered how to win at this. You don't bother with when he first plays them. It's when he plays the repeat.
That's right.
You play the melody.
I thought you've been doing that for years now.
But
anyway, you've got it.
The big thing in Phantom of the Opera, apparently, is the chandelier. Somebody told me that they saw it, and the people behind sat in absolute silence all the way through until the descent of the chandelier. And then she said to her friend, "Wouldn't like to dust that."
I've noticed a rather charming thing over the years of my music. When listeners write to me to say how much they like the show, they make a point of saying something nice about each member of the team. Even though they have a favourite, they're generous enough to make sure everybody gets a compliment. John's whistling or Ian's singing, you know, the kind of thing. That's their experience of us. But what's your experience, I wonder, gentlemen, of each other? It occurs to me to wonder what your first recollection is of the person sitting next to you. See, as always, John and Frank are on my left. Ian and Dennis are on my right. John, what's your first recollection of Frank?
Restrained.
I don't really remember this.
I mean, it's a pretty the general first... feeling.
Sorry, Frank, but the first time I saw you all, I mean, except Dennis, I mean, Ian, who I knew... I came to the Playhouse
Theatre,
and
the
I
BBC's
remember
the
embarrassment when David Franklin couldn't answer some question about Elgon said, "But John Amis is out there in the back of the audience. I'm sure he'll know."
Yeah. Frank, when was the first time you came across John on goodness. This programme?
One has no memory of pain. I remember saying, "What is he? I've never heard of him. But what does he do? Is he a singer? Is he more a musicologist?" But he's got a very beautiful whistle. And I haven't seen it. You haven't worn it since we've been. He's come in looking as though he'd been upholstered with loose covers. Very beautifully, but...
Yes. Ian, how about you, your first experience of Dennis?
I held him in great awe.
It's a lovely place to hold him.
Because there's lesser awe and there's nether awe.
Yes.
Or magna.
Because there were these famous script writers who'd done all these shows that I'd listened to, and I was quite sort of struck dumb by meeting both Frank and Dennis, and kept a pretty low profile for quite a while. But one of the things which was sort of difficult for me when we first started off, David Franklin was about 6'7". Frank and Dennis, as you know, are well over 6 feet. Steve is on 6 feet. And I was about 5'10½". And I remember one of the first times that my wife came to a recording, and we all came in at the beginning. On the way home, she said, "Do you know, I never realised you were so small."
Oh, for shame. Dennis, when did you first hear Ian's name or meet him?
Let me take you now through the magic of radio. Back about 40 years, and I was standing outside this very studio in Lower Regent Street, and up came this slim, willowy... young fellow with a crop of curly hair, and he said, "Excuse me," he said, "my name's Ian Wallace." He said, "Are you the Dennis Norton on the radio?" I said, "Yes."
He said, do you give singing lessons?
Well, so now you know how they met. How Muir and Norden met is another story which I suspect no one's going to tell us tonight. I don't know. Frank,
took a thorn out of his paw. And I've never forgotten.
We'll move on with a bit more music. Frank, first of all, what would you reply if I said to you, Kung Kwa Chung?
Pardon?
Yes, probably would, yeah. Kung Hwa Chung is, of course, a fine violinist, isn't he, Dennis?
No. Ah, whenever you say me, tell me anything in that tone of voice which shows that you're merely sporting with me.
That's right.
I know that it's not to be trusted. No, Kung Hwa... So he's probably a half portion of sweet and sour prawns.
Kung Hwa Chung is a woman. And we're going to hear her playing now. John, a composition by Chaminade. Chaminade, as I said. John, which is the odd one out of these names? Cécile Chaminade, Cleo Lane, Ruby Braff, and Amy Woodford Findon.
But isn't Ruby Braff the pianist who played your piano concerto at the proms last year?
Well, it's so slightly wrong. You choose Ruby Braff, do you, as the one...
Well, she's the odd woman out, I would
say. Yes, she is, I'm afraid, yes. It's a man. he's an American jazz trumpet player, actually, Ruby Braff. You've got the right answer for the wrong reason, which is excellent. Yeah. The others are all ladies, you see, that's the point. Frank?
Is mine the other way round?
No. Yours is straight. Yours is what we call creative. This is by Paul Dini, but I wonder what you'd have called this if you'd composed it.
Audition piece for John's whistle.
Yes, very likely. Good. It was actually called Dancing Doll. Ian, who dedicated this? To whom and what was the occasion?
Very much in love, Edward Elgar.
Yeah, that's right.
Dedicated it to his affianced.
Yes, Alice, on their engagement. That's right. Salut d'amour. Dennis, this is Wieniawski's Scherzo Tarantella.
But he knew.
Dennis, what is a tarantella, and whence its name?
Funny, you know, they have this thing currently in music called crossover. You know, when an artist in one discipline or one sphere of music enters into another sphere, like Pavarotti doing the Ness and Dormer and getting into the Hit Parade and things like that, they're called crossover. This is I can't remember an instance of another, a crossover question from my word to my music, because we had it in my word. What is the origin or derivation of the word tarantella? Yeah. And I only wish I'd have listened to the Yes, I will take advice of counsel on this, yes.
Well...
This may be wrong, but I've always believed that it was what... the sort of dance that people did when they had been bitten by a tarantula spider.
That's it.
You've got a thorn in your foot.
Yes. Yes. That is the now thoroughly discredited version of the, yes, of, thought to be the cure for the poisonous bite was of tarantism caused by the tarantula spider. It comes from Taranto anyway, we can say that for sure, and it's a folk dance from southern Italy. And I don't propose to bore you any more with that answer. Your answers are much more amusing. Just to start off the closing bout of singing, let's get Frank to remind us of that old stager, The Galloping Major.
Bumpety, 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 bump. As I go riding my charger, bumpety, 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 bump. As proud as an Indian Rajah, hear the girls declare, oh, he's a gay old stager. Hey, hey, clear the way, here comes the galloping major.
John's turn.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, you must be a lover of the Lord. Oh, you must be a lover of the Lord. Oh, you must be a lover of the Lord, or you can't go to heaven when you die.
Yes. Amazing Grace, maybe not the tune you thought you knew, but you know it now. Dennis likes to insult various nationalities from time to time with their funny little ways. This is perhaps the turn of the Russians, don't
you? Yeah, right? Except you should point out, actually, that it wasn't really an insult to the Russians. What was rather special about this song was written just after, sometime after the First World War, at a time generally when Russians were depicted as rather, you know, black cloaks and wearing, carrying a big round thing with the word bomb written on it. But this is sort of an early attempt at perestroika, you know. Glasnost. You've heard the Deutscher singing to his Gretchen. He sings a language of the Zuider Zee. But my girl is a Russian with a name just like a sneeze, which makes it very difficult for me. She's Russian and her name is Vodka Popov. In Russian I'm to serenade this miss. But what with all the offskis and the omskis and the inskis, it sounds so silly when I sing like this. You are my girlski, my lovely pearlski. I will be truikov, true bluikov, to youikov. I've got the tinsky, I mean to winsky. Say you'll be Minovich, my little vodka Popov.
Finally, here's Ian with some advice from Mozart.
You may think you've found a woman who'll be faithful all your life. You may smother her with kisses, nuptial joys and wedded blisses, sure that she's the perfect wife. Sure that she's the perfect wife. Perfect wife. Tra-la-la-la, 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 tra-la-la-la. Most of all, you must be careful when the moon is shining bright, or she'll fall a victim handy to the first young passing dandy.
and to virtue it's good night. And to virtue it's good night. It's good night. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
Ian Wallace, all jubilant with song, Mozartian song. All I have to add is that in this quiz part of the show a little earlier, the victory this week went to John Amis and Frank Miller. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Richard Edis.